The majority of Washington State's congressional delegation dismayed about the vote to repeal the Affordable Care Act. State insurance officials say it could lead to thousands of people losing their health insurance. But at least one representative from Washington State is celebrating the vote. KUOW's Paige Browning reports.
Spokane Republican Kathy McMorris Rogers says the ACA did not live up to its promise. The fourth-ranking GOP leader in Congress has long advocated for replacing it.
Our work on reforms to the healthcare marketplace will continue. This was only one part of our three-part process to repeal and replace Obamacare.
McMorris Rogers says the other steps would include allowing people to purchase insurance across state lines. Among other things, she says that would lower the cost of health insurance. Washington State's top insurance official says the replacement plan is not good news. Mike Kreidler says he's not sure the state can keep its insurance marketplace open without the financial support of the federal government.
I think it probably could last a couple of years, but it would take its toll, and you'd wind up collapsing the market.
He says if the marketplace closes, tens of thousands of people would no longer have health insurance. And with proposed cuts to Medicaid, he says a total of 700,000 people in the state would lose coverage under the Republican-backed plan. All six of Washington's House Democrats, plus Republican Dave Reichert, voted no on the measure. It now goes to the Senate for consideration. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.